Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Can't defeat Dan. It's the newest game. He's your chance at cash, prizes, and fame. He's the one who writes the questions to stump Kennedy. So will it end in victory or will it end in tragedy? Let's see who's playing and what's the game plan. Here we go now. It's Can't Defeat Dan.
Brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Kira is from Concord. Good morning, Kira.
Good morning.
Kira is celebrating her 31st birthday today. Unfortunately,
33rd.
Oh, 33rd. Okay. I can't.
You're an honest lady.
I can't wish you a happy birthday because in 1972, Kennedy and I got sued by the owners of Happy Birthday, and attorneys got involved. It was very, very ugly stuff. There was an NDA signed. So sadly, we can't say happy birthday to you, but we hope you enjoy it anyway. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Will you kick Dan out of the studio?
Dan, would you get out of the studio, please?
Okay, bye, Felicia.
All right, there goes producer Dan. He's going to step into that soundproof booth. He won't be able to hear any of these questions. There are five of them. Dan's record currently stands at 8-1. You ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
Question number one. Simon Cowell is denying his recent weight loss was the result of gastric bypass surgery. What show is he a judge on?
Currently?
Yep.
Or... Britain, I don't know. America's Got Talent.
Question number two. Taylor Swift loved it when John Travolta mistook a drag queen for her at the VMAs. Her producers say we talked about it backstage and Taylor thought it was hilarious. What song did Taylor Swift win for at the VMAs?
These are really easy questions and I don't know.
It's just a little nerve-wracking. I get it. Question number three. A pair of Levi's and work gloves Heath Ledger wore in Brokeback Mountain are hitting the auction block and are expected to catch at least $15,000. Who was his co-star in that film?
Jake Gyllenhaal. You know what? Keep him my age. Let's bring it back a little.
Is that more in your wheelhouse there?
Yeah, that's more my wheelhouse.
Okay. Question number four. A week after hosting the Billboard Music Awards with a burst appendix, this singer also did a live episode of The Voice when an ovarian cyst burst. Who is she?
Kelly Clarkson.
Question number five. Another woman went and got herself lost in Pete Davidson's adorable eyes. This time it's Margaret Qualley. Apparently he is in a relationship with this actress. She is starring in a movie that is in theaters right now. Name that movie.
I don't know.
All right, let's get Dan back in the studio, please. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Hey, where am I? Somebody wave or something. Jeez.
All right, Kira got 1, 2, 3 out of 5, Dan.
All right.
You ready?
I was born ready.
Question number one. These are pretty tough. Simon Cowell is denying his recent weight loss was the result of gastric bypass surgery. What show is he a judge on currently?
America's Got Talent.
Tied at one. Question number two. Taylor Swift loved it when John Travolta mistook a drag queen for her at the VMAs. What song did Taylor Swift win for?
You Need to Calm Down.
2-1. Question number three. A pair of Levi's and work gloves Heath Ledger wore in Brokeback Mountain are hitting the auction block, and the bidding will start at around $15,000. Who was his co-star in that film?
Ah, the lovely Jake Gyllenhaal.
3-2. Question number four. A week after hosting the Billboard Music Awards with a burst appendix, this singer also did a live episode of The Voice when an ovarian cyst burst. Who is she?
Kelly Clarkson.
That is correct.
She's 4-3. Champion.
Sheesh. The new show looks good, too.
I love her.
Starts.
I wish her all the success.
In September. Question number five. Another woman went and got herself lost in Pete Davidson's loving eyes. He's got a new girlfriend. Her name is Margaret Qualley. She stars in a movie that's out right now. Name that film.
Who? Margaret Qualley? I don't get the Pete Davidson thing to begin with. But what's out right now? Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Oh wow. Woo! Come see me.
Well, producer Dan gets all five right.
And girl, stop dating Pete Davidson.
Loving eyes.
Loving eyes, yeah. So you only get three right, Carrie. You don't get the cash. But I do have a pair of concert tickets of Monsters and Men September 8th at the Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion. So you enjoy that show, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, what do you want to say to Dan before you go?
My name is Kira from Concord, and I can't defeat Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't defeat Dan, it's the newest game. He's your chance at cash, prizes and fame. He's the one who writes the questions to stump Kennedy. So will it end in victory or will it end in tragedy? Let's see who is playing and what's the game plan. Here we go now. It's Can't Defeat Dan.
Brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Grace is from Melrose. Good morning, Grace.
Good morning.
Grace teaches Italian in the Winchester Public Schools. I don't think they offered that in my school.
That is.
We took, you had French or Spanish, and that was pretty much it.
I got Spanish or Spanish.
Yeah.
Well, that's very cool.
We have Spanish, French, Italian, Latin, and Mandarin at the middle school and the high school.
Wow, that is fantastic.
Winchester, you fancy.
Will you kick
producer
Dan out of the studio, please, Grace?
Hey, Dan, get out of the studio.
Arrivederci.
Ciao.
Nailed it.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than producer Dan, you're going to win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Dan is over there in that soundproof studio. He cannot hear anything that is about to happen. His record so far is pretty good this week. He's 9-1. Question number one. Rob Gronkowski shed some tears during a press conference the other day when talking about CBD oil and pain management. What number did he wear for the Patriots?
Oh, my goodness. I have no idea. I'm going to take a shot in the dark. 25.
Question number two. Rolling Stone put together a list of this singer's 20 best songs. Here are the top three. If You're Not In It For Love, I'm Out of Here. Man, I Feel Like a Woman. And You're Still the One. Who is the singer?
Shania Twain.
Question number
Shania
three.
Twain.
There you go. Taylor Swift's new video is the most viewed new music video in the world with over 28 million views. What song is the video for?
The title of the song is, I can sing it.
All right.
Oh man, I can't think of the title.
Question number four. Rivers Cuomo is the lead singer of this band.
No idea.
Question number five. Mandy Moore paid tribute to DJ AM yesterday, which was the 10th anniversary of his death from an overdose. Here are three random facts about Mandy Moore. One of them is a lie. Okay?
Okay.
She was married to Ryan Adams. She's from Nashua, New Hampshire. She was nominated for a Best New Artist Grammy. Which of those three is a lie?
I think the lie is that she was married to Ryan Adams.
All right. Let's get Dan back in the studio, please.
Okay. Where am I? Somebody wave or something. Jeez.
I'm waving from Winchester.
Okay. Take your time, Dan. Sauntering back in.
Dude, I'm not going to jog.
Grace got one out of five.
Sooch.
Lana, what are you doing over there?
One out of five?
Yeah, you didn't yell sooch.
Oh.
Let's do it again.
She's new.
Grace got one out of five.
Sooch.
Hey, that was a little loud.
I know. But that's because I'm loud.
Less Italian, more pop culture.
All right, here we go.
I know.
Producer Dan, these are tough. Question number one. Rob Gronkowski shed some tears during a press conference the other day when talking about CBD oil and pain management. What number did he wear for the Patriots?
89. Six? No.
87, people.
Shoot.
I'm not even a...
I thought too quickly. I know that one, too. I just answered too quick.
You got...
Gosh, almighty.
Simmer down over there.
Question.
Real loud.
Question number two. Rolling Stone put together a list of this singer's 20 best songs. These are the top three. If you're not in it for love, I'm out of here. Man, I feel like a woman, and you're still the one. Who is the singer?
Shania Twain.
Tied at one. Question number three.
Maybe nervous.
Taylor Swift's new video is the most viewed new music video in the world with over 28 million views. Which song is the video for?
Lover?
Yes. 2-1. Question number four. Rivers Cuomo is the lead singer of this band.
Weezer. He went to heaven.
3-1. Question number five. Mandy Moore paid tribute to DJ AM yesterday, which was the 10th anniversary of his death from an overdose. Here are three facts about Mandy Moore. One of them is a lie. Married to Ryan Adams. From Nashua, New Hampshire. Nominated for a Best New Artist Grammy in 1999. Which one of those is a lie?
You know, I haven't studied my Mandy Moore trivia recently.
Which makes the question so much better.
I don't know who Ryan Adams is. So I'm going to go with, she's not from Nashua.
She is from Nashua, New Hampshire. She was married to singer Ryan Adams. He is delightful. He did a cover album of all Taylor Swift songs. It was amazing. Seriously, you should look up the guy.
So why should I know who he is,
though? I did not know she was from Nashua.
She was not nominated for the Best New Artist Grammy in 1999. You got 4 out of the 5 correct. You still get the win. Three. You're right.
Gronk is 87.
Gronk is 87.
The end of it.
Yeah.
All right, Grace. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. Vampire Weekend.
Awesome.
September 3rd at Gannis Arena. You enjoy that show. What do you want to say to Dan before you go?
In Italian, please.
Io sono Grace, e non posso vincere su Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't defeat Dan. It's the newest game. He's your chance at cash, prizes and fame. He's the one who writes the questions to stump Kennedy. So will it end in victory or will it end in tragedy? Let's see who is playing and what's the game plan. Here we go now, it's Can't Defeat Dan.
Big thank you to Matt Carney for doing that for us.
It's not growing on you yet?
Brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Dan is from North Attleboro. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
We know the game has jumped the shark now. It is Dan versus Dan.
It's like Highlander. There can only be one.
All right, will you kick producer Dan out of the studio, please?
Dan, can you please leave the studio?
Goodbye, younger me.
So, Dan from North Attleboro, you're getting ready to hit your senior year at Emerson?
That's right.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, here we go. 5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than producer Dan, you're going to win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Dan's record on the big board, 10 wins, 1 loss. Question number 1, Chester Bennington's music is currently worth more than $8 million, according to new legal documents filed by his widow. Which band did he front?
I don't know.
Question number 2. Dog the Bounty Hunter says he'll never marry again, but he will date because he needs companionship. His wife recently passed away. What was her name?
Cat.
Question number 3. The beat of Mission Impossible Mission Impossible's theme song intentionally spells the letters MI in Morse code. Dash, dash, dot, dot. How many films have been released? How many Mission Impossible films?
Oh gosh, 6.
Question number 4. Director Joel Schumacher said in a new interview that he is hooked up with between 10,000 and 20,000 sexual partners. His movies include The Lost Boys, Flatliners, Batman Forever, and Batman and Robin. Which NBA legend claims to have bedded 20,000 women in his life?
I'm going to say Shaq.
Question number 5. Do you know what the best-selling item is at Walmart? I will give you a hint. It is a food product. It's a food, I'll say that.
Yeah. I'm going to say how about just water.
Water. Okay, let's get producer Dan.
Drink. Where am I? Somebody wave or something. All jeez. Right.
Producer Dan, welcome back, buddy.
Yo, I had some free time in there.
You did?
I looked up the number one song from 1987.
Yeah, what was it?
It was Walk Like an Egyptian from the Bengals.
Oh, that's a bop. Stay off the internet. I don't want people to think you're cheating. Or you're already,
I don't know the questions.
You're already right. Well, you wrote the questions, right? That's what people are saying, by the way, on the text line. Dan's writing the question and he's answering them. No, I'm writing the questions this week. It's okay.
It's like throwing a football to yourself.
That's right. And one out of five right for the other Dan. Ooh. I'm sorry. That was kind of tough. That is what we call a suit around here.
Suit. Other Dan suit.
Other Dan suit. Here we go. These are tough. Question number one. Chester Bennington's music is currently worth more than $8 million, at least according to new legal documents filed by his widow. Which band did he front?
Linkin Park.
One to zero. Question number two. Dog the Bounty Hunter says he'll never marry again, but he will date because he needs companionship. His wife recently died. What was her name?
She was Beth Chapman.
Yep. 2-0. Question number three. The beat of Mission Impossible's theme song intentionally spells the letter M-I in Morse code. Dash, dash, dot, dot.
Okay.
That's crazy, right? How many films have been released?
Oh, God.
Ooh, wow.
Think about it. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, yeah, because of my knowledge of Morse code. Six.
Whoa.
3-1, question number four.
Guess. Now they're really going to think I'm cheating.
Director Joel Schumacher said in an interview that he is hooked up with between 10,000 and 20,000 sexual partners. His movies include The Lost Boys, Flatliners, Batman Forever, and Batman and Robin. Which NBA legend claims to have
been Will Chamberlain.
20,000 women, yes.
Which is just, at what point does it stop being braggadocious and you're just gross?
4-1, question number five. Gross. Dan. I need to know, what is the best-selling item at Walmart? And I will give you a hint. It is a food.
Best-selling item at Walmart. The frozen pizzas.
That is incorrect. Bananas. They sell more than a billion pounds of bananas every year at Walmart.
A weird-ass question.
It is a weird question. I'm trying to make sure you don't get 5 out of 5, Dan. You end up with the win 4-1. Nice job, producer Dan. I'm sorry, other Dan, thanks. Younger Dan. You did not
probably
get the cash.
Better looking Dan. You have enough. I deserve this.
College Dan. You got a pair of tickets to see UB40 and Shaggy August 30th at the Xfinity Center. You enjoy that show, okay?
Thank you.
All right, what do you want to say to producer Dan before you go?
I'm Dan from North Attleboro, and I can't defeat Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.